From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Topping the news, Islamic State control of an Iraqi town. U.S. defense officials are sending conflicting messages about the western Iraqi town of al-Baghdadi as Islamic State rebels and Iraqi security forces are battling for its control. This comes as Islamic State militants were repelled from taking over the al-Assad base in Anbar, where U.S. troops are training Iraqi forces. Here's VOA's Carla Babb.
Pentagon spokesman Rear Admiral John Kirby says Islamic State jihadists captured the western Iraqi town of al-Baghdadi, just 13 kilometers from the al-Assad base where U.S. troops are training Iraqi forces.
At this time, I think we still assess ISIL to be in control of al-Baghdadi.
But an official with the Combined Joint Task Force, which oversees the fight against the Islamic State, says al-Baghdadi is not under the militants' control. The official, who asked VOA not to release his name, says, quote, "Any report otherwise is wrong," and the Pentagon was, quote, "not updated." Admiral John Kirby asked reporters to keep the situation in perspective because al-Baghdadi is just one town. But control of the town would give Islamic State militants a close hub to potentially launch more attacks against the base. Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.
Deadline to implement a ceasefire aimed at halting the conflict in Ukraine draws closer today, a day after fighting raged between the Ukrainian forces and the Russian-backed separatists. Ceasefire is due to take effect at midnight Saturday. Nigeria's Boko Haram extremist group has for the first time attacked a village in Chad, part of a widening insurgency. Chadian officials say at least 12 people were killed during the early Friday violence. Boko Haram had previously launched deadly attacks on towns in Cameroon as well as Niger. This is VOA News. Militants attacked a Shiite mosque in Peshawar in northern Pakistan during Friday prayers, killing many, wounding many more. VOA's Ayesha Tanzim.
Friday is the busiest day at any mosque. More than 800 people were praying at the Shiite Imamia Masjid in Peshawar when sounds of explosions and gunfire erupted. Witnesses describe men in suicide vests armed with automatic weapons and hand grenades. They were wearing uniforms of the provincial paramilitary force. Two of them blew themselves up. Mosque security guards shot a third one dead before he could detonate his vest. One man, who was wounded by a bullet, says the firing seemed to be coming from the building under construction next door. The attackers had entered the building by cutting barbed wire fence on a back wall. The Pakistani Taliban claimed responsibility. It is the same group that killed 150, mostly school children, in a bloody attack on a school in Peshawar in December. Aisha Tanzim, VOA News, Islamabad.
Here in the U.S., President Obama has called the shooting deaths of three Muslims near a college campus in the state of North Carolina brutal and outrageous murders. A neighbor of those killed has been charged with first-degree murder in connection with the killings. Police say they believe a long-simmering dispute over a parking space led to the shootings. The father of the slain women says he believes the shootings were hate crimes. President Obama signed an executive order on Friday aimed at encouraging companies and organizations to share more information about cybersecurity threats with the government and with each other. Mr. Obama signed the order at a White House-sponsored conference on cybersecurity in the western U.S. state of California. White House says the executive order lays out a framework that will include strong protections for privacy and civil liberties, even as it removes barriers between the government and private sector. The move follows high-profile hack attacks against U.S.-based companies and some government agencies. Obama administration clarifying now what goods Cuba's small private sector will be allowed to sell in the United States, further loosening 50 years of trade restrictions against Havana, that is. Friday's developments follow last December's deal between President Obama and Cuba's President Raul Castro to exchange prisoners, reopen embassies, and ease restrictions on commerce. A report issued by the media watchdog Reporters Without Borders says press freedom declined around the world last year. The world annual World Press Freedom Index said conditions in two-thirds of the 180 countries surveyed worsened in 2014. The declines were powered by armed conflicts and non-state actors like the Islamic State militants. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.